The first new Berkshire District Attorney in 14 years was sworn in Thursday afternoon in downtown Pittsfield. Members of the Berkshire County law enforcement community gathered in Berkshire Superior Court Thursday afternoon for a changing of the guard. In the wake of David Capeless's surprise departure as the county's district attorney, his first assistant, Paul Cacaviello, was immediately tapped by Republican Governor Charlie Baker to fill the position for the remainder of the term.
And it's kind of interesting because David was the teacher, Paul was the student.
Berkshire County Sheriff Thomas Bowler served as the master of ceremonies at the swearing-in. He's worked alongside Capeless and Cacaviello, his fellow Democrats, for the last 28 years.
The unique trait that I've noticed about both Paul and David was their empathy and their being an advocate for both, for the victims of crime. A lot of times victims of crime are pushed aside. And these two gentlemen, Paul has that tendency, that is full of empathy and has the character and the wit to really take care of those victims of crime.
The courthouse was filled as Judge John Agostini swore in Cacaviello. The gallery filled with friends and family, flanked by members of area police departments and the legal community. Maria Cacaviello is Paul Cacaviello's older sister. She's preparing to help run his re-election campaign in the run-up to November's election.
We haven't had our first meeting yet. But we're gathering up lots of community support from people that want to help with Paul getting the word out there and how he and what the DA's office is all about.
Sheriff Bowler is already endorsing the new DA.
Longtime friend, longtime colleague, and I'll continue to support with him without any hesitation or reservation.
Some have said the appointment gives Cacaviello an unfair advantage in November's election. He was announced as Capeless's successor during the March 1st press conference when Capeless told the media he was retiring.
The only head start I have in the campaign is my 28 years of service to the county.
David Capeless offered his explanation for the transition.
He is going to run just like anybody else. Difference for Paul is that he doesn't have to leave his job in order to run for district attorney. Because if I had stayed on and he was first assistant, he would not be able to run a campaign and raise money, because that would be in violation of our campaign laws. Other people would be able to keep their jobs and go on and do it, and that would be a disadvantage for Paul. So actually, this evens things out.
Cacaviello will now take a position that he's worked just beneath for the past four district attorneys.
Well, first priorities obviously will be assessing the policies that we have and seeing if there's anything that needs to be adjusted. This is a transition is a great opportunity to do that. So that'll be the first priority that I take. As I indicated, though, in some of my comments, obviously we have an opiate epidemic, which is not just particular to this county, it's across the nation, and that's something that we're going to continue to be vigilant about in addressing that issue, whether it be proactively or in the courtroom.
When asked about his philosophy as DA, Cacaviello identified some guiding values.
I'm a great believer in looking at each case with an eye towards compassion and consequence, and you've got to use both of those principles when you assess a case. And that's philosophy that I've always followed, and it's something that I'm going to be continuing to follow as I take the reins here.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.